Weekends are not a time of relaxation. We are at war, back in the command chair, here now on this 6th day of February, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been a month since we were told that it was our duty to support Kevin McCarthy becoming Speaker of the House. We were told that he was conservative enough, that he was our best option going forward. Marjorie Taylor Greene hopped around appearing on one show after another saying McCarthy was the man for the job. When 2 years ago, she ran on a message of not being like Kevin McCarthy. So how has that worked out? Well, exactly as this show has predicted. Last week, Kevin McCarthy said that the Capitol Police officer, Mike Byrd, was just doing his job when he gunned down an unarmed Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol on January 6th. Look.
One of the first things Marjorie Taylor Greene said from the oversight dais was that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ashley Babbitt was murdered, or do you think the police officer who shot her was doing his job?
I think the police officer did his job.
This statement was so egregious that we finally got to see a little bit of the real Donald Trump, the Trump that we all supported in 2016, instead of the vaccine salesman that he's become over the past 2 years. He put out a statement on Truth saying, quote, the police officer thug, who had had a very checkered past to begin with, was not just doing his job when he shot and killed great patriot Ashley Babbitt at point blank range. Despite trying to keep him anonymous, shielded, and protected, this misfit proudly showed up on NBC fake nightly news bragging about the killing. He was not a hero, but a coward who wanted to show how tough he was. Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Unquote. That's great to hear. But let's be serious. Trump could have helped get us a different House Speaker. But no, instead, he endorsed and went to bat for McCarthy. When we already had all of the evidence that we needed for the kind of person that Kevin McCarthy was. January 6th, political prisoner Jake Lang has spoken up as well. He released a statement from prison calling out McCarthy, saying in part, quote, the spineless House Speaker McCarthy showed his true colors yesterday. Redcoat. He's a sycophant to the Washington, D.C. swamp and is exactly the reason patriots stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He ran like a cockroach when the lights are turned on. And that alone makes January 6th worth it. Ashley gave the full measure for her country, boldly defending this great land from a new generation of tyrants that have tried to destroy us from the inside out. She's a national icon and a hero of a generation. Jake Lang has even more to say on that. He joins us now live from the Gulag, where he's being held prisoner of war. Jake, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stuart, God bless you, my friend. It's an honor to be able to speak out for those who have literally lost their voice in their life and to stand firm. Defending their honor. And Ashley is one of those heroes out of four that lost their life on January 6th.
Speak more to McCarthy and him saying that essentially, yeah, Ashley Babbitt got what she deserved.
He was so just nonchalant about it. It was so disrespectful. And it just shows the character and the fecklessness that the entire Republican grand old party just has embodied for years and years in Washington, D.C. And he's the exact reason, like I stated, that January Sixers and patriots all over this country are just tired of the Washington, D.C. establishment, the left and the right. The swamp's got to get drained. And McCarthy is a wolf in sheep's clothing who came in pretending like he was going to unite the Freedom Caucus and everybody underneath the pro-MAGA message. And he gets in there and he just continues to be absolutely gutless to those people who bought and paid for him a long time ago.
Jake, this country has not seen a violent insurrection yet. Do you agree?
No. January 6th was just a medium little scuffle. The patriots in this country are capable of so much more if we put our minds and our heads and our spirits together. Our founding fathers would have been January 6ers, but they would have been a lot more than January 6ers. And the swamp rats in D.C. are lucky that we're so merciful and that we're so subdued as a country, because they have ruined and rotten this country from the inside out. And it was a great pleasure and honor to see them scurry like cockroaches from the Capitol that day. All of those corrupt D.C. politicians, there's maybe one out of 100 that are worth their weight in salt.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Are you okay? So there is a clear PSYOP running, multiple PSYOPs in this country. There is a clear complicit media that is owned and bought and paid for by the criminal banking cartel, by BlackRock and Vanguard and Pfizer, Big Pharma. This is a media that does the bidding of a uniparty, but that media has done a very effective job at convincing and, you know, brainwashing and gaslighting, you know, Americans into believing that we actually have this two-party system, this representative government, this constitutional, you know, republic of sorts. And in fact, that is that nothing could be further from the truth. We have a corporate government crime syndicate here running rogue, completely trampling the Constitution. They don't respect it. They don't acknowledge it. They violate it on a daily basis. And this, you know, a lot of people give me hell on this program, Jake, for coming after Republicans. Obviously, you have to clean your own house first before you can worry about the others. It would be really easy for me to sit up here and bag on the dementia patient that craps his diaper on an international stage, Joe Biden, who illegitimately occupies the White House, or any other Democrat, if you will. But I believe that that's all a construct, Jake. I don't think that we have Republicans and Democrats or conservatives and liberals. I believe that we have totalitarians and we have bought and paid for fake actor politicians that have so much blackmail and the inflation of bribery on one another that they are all bought, that they're all paid for, that they are all part of this ushering in of complete totalitarianism. Do you, after being a victim of this tremendous overreach, do you agree with that sentiment?
Today is day 754. Of my political imprisonment in the United States, and I couldn't agree more with you. The problem that these oligarchs and these central banking puppets are exploiting is our ignorance and our consent. It's a very simple spiritual matter. And when we educate each other like you do on a daily basis, Stu, and you speak the truth unwaveringly, you remove the veil of ignorance. And after the veil of ignorance has been removed, then we can say we revoke our consent. And that's what January 6th was. It was a mass demonstration of our revoking of our consent to being governed by a communist coup d'etat installment of a dictator. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by all of these New World Order, One World Government, oligarchs and central bankers. And if you look, if without the media perception of January 6th, if you were to look from a bird's eye view, it was a million unarmed, peaceful, liberty-loving patriots standing up against what they believe to be a kind of a going around of their will. The vote was being usurped, and the media spun it around that we're the insurrectionists. Then January 20th, they surround the Capitol with armed machine guns, 50 calibers, 30,000 armed troops. If this would have happened in another country where the will of the people was subverted, we would say it's a definite communist coup d'etat. It's a definite military takeover.
Well, it has happened. It has happened in another country, and I just want to point this out again. And you know, I don't know how much of the program you're able to watch when you're in there, or even if you do. But you know, in 2014, this exact same thing happened. Our CIA did this exact thing in 2014. Guess where? In Ukraine, where a democratically elected administration, both sides agreed that the vote was fair to elect that administration. But when that administration started to adopt pro-Russia policies, the globalists, the world elites could not have that, including our own government. So we employed the CIA to effect a violent coup d'etat. We employed the media to tell the world that it was a popular BLM-style uprising, when in fact that just absolutely wasn't true. So everything that they did here in 2020, from the violence in the streets, $12 billion in damage across the country after the home-invading career criminal methanol, meth and, you know, ingesting thug George Floyd died on the streets here of Minneapolis. They burned down cities. They distracted. They did the ballot harvesting. They made it look like a popular uprising, and then they stole an election. So all of those things that they did here in 2020, they first practiced in Ukraine in 2014. Now we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars there. And Kevin McCarthy is responsible for promising that money to the fake actor Zelensky posing as a president in that country.
Amen. Amen. And this is, you know, this brings us back to the understanding that we need to have in this country, that the power is inherent in the people. And we don't have to be ruled by these, I mean, these people are half-hearted patriots or half-hearted people. They rule out of vain conceit. They're so self-important and self-aggrandizing. And these people are not our representatives. I don't care if they were supposedly duly elected or not. Our Declaration of Independence says when a government repeats abuses and the chains of tyranny are too tight around us, that it is not just our right, but our duty to throw off such chains and to institute new governments among men that may protect our liberties. And that is the crux of what January 6th was. You know, if Tulsi Gabbard, let's say, for example, stole the election, you wouldn't have seen me at the Capitol that day. She's no threat, not a serious threat to our constitutional republic and our liberties and our Bill of Rights. But Joe Biden represents all that is authoritarian and corrupt in the establishment, and he is a legitimate threat. And so we had the legitimate right and the duty as American citizens to stand up and revoke our consent. We did it peacefully, Stu. The Capitol Police attacked us first, and we just decided this is America, this is our hometown, that's the people's house, and we're not running and hiding any longer. You can't brutalize us. You cannot kill us and maim us and make us run scared. And that's what Ashley Babbitt represents. She went through that window. She was bold and brave, the first one to go through. She was there to expel, like Jesus did, the politicians and the bankers and the corrupt people from outside our temple of democracy. And she was murdered in cold blood for it. And McCarthy and all the people up at Capitol Hill are to blame, because they're the reason we were there that day. If they did their jobs and they actually protected our constitutional rights, we wouldn't have had to show up there that day and stand firm and stand tall for this republic. But, you know, they'll never realize that. They're going to use the media as their main tool to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. Malcolm X said it best. It's the strongest power that the media has, can perceive to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. That's what you see from all the Jan Sixers now. We're being punished. And the real domestic terrorists, Antifa, Jane's Revenge, Black Lives Matter, extremists are out in the streets pillaging and continuing to do civil discord, while real red-blooded Americans are sitting for 750 plus days without a trial, being physically abused, being withheld from family and sunlight, and being able to see their own evidence that's stacked up against them. And people are wandering around in everyday life thinking that this isn't a big issue. Well, guess what? It could happen to me. It happened to me, and it could happen to you. You do the wrong thing on social media. You show up to the wrong school board hearing. You say the wrong thing about transgenders or about critical race theory. Your name's going to be put on a list, and one day you'll be rounded up and thrown in the gulag too.
Yeah.
And you'll be wondering, well, why isn't anyone standing up for me? You know.
Yep. Or if you refuse the injection, we now know that the CDC is tracking you, and they're tracking you. Why? Because they are coming for you. They want to know where you are going to be when they come for you. And if you think that this is hyperbolic or conspiratorial in nature, you're living under a rock. You're watching the Fox News channel. You're paying attention to Jim Jordan waving his elbows around. You know, I'm going to investigate all of this. It's insane.
I'm living proof. It's not a conspiracy, Stu. I am living proof that if you do the right thing to the right people, these are the right people to have gone to the Capitol for. These are not our representatives. You see Marjorie Taylor Greene turned. You see all these people turn. They get just an ounce of power and they turn. These people are redcoats. You turn their inside of their suit right side out, and you're going to see their true colors.
Yep. Kevin McCarthy, they hated me for that. Feckless. They hated me for that. I called that at AFPAC. People inside of the so-called, you know, America First movement, they hated me for pointing out who Marjorie Taylor Greene was. Just want to say it. I was right. It's absolutely right. And they are all just like her. See, that's the thing here. The most prolific firebrands, the most prolific America First fighters, you know, out here that have everybody convinced, they do these viral videos of themselves in the gym because they're narcissists and go wakeboarding as if anybody gives a damn. Meanwhile, they are sponsoring and endorsing and assisting in the open declaration of warfare against the citizens that they are supposed to protect, both bio warfare and physical warfare. As you saw, that was war against you. You're a prisoner of war being held on United States soil right now. Nobody has come there to break you out. There is a precedent, as you pointed out. The precedent here is clearly laid out in the Declaration of Independence, also as well language in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These people, the framers of this country, the writers of those documents, the people who got together, knew that one day, Jake, tyranny would be amidst and that there would be tyrants among us. They are now here. So the actions that were taken against you and the other fellow J6ers out there was a signal to be sent to the rest of America. Do not, under any circumstances, even think about acting in accordance with the founding documents of this country. Do not even think about taking steps to abolish or tear down and replace an oppressive form of tyrannical government. Do not even think about replacing it with a government that is representative of the people, because if you try to do these things, if you try to act in accordance with your duty as an American, so as not to be derelict in your duties as an American, you also will be shot point blank and killed and murdered by the Gestapo enforcement arm of the illegitimate regime, or you will be forever imprisoned without due process, and you will be tortured and subjected to horrible, horrible circumstance. We will make an example out of you. So that's what that was. Do you agree? I mean, what they have done to you is a message to the masses. Don't even think about it.
100%. But guess what? We're a stronger message. We, the political prisoners, the January Sixers, show what true perseverance is in the spirit of God, that they can never break. No matter what they throw at us, they can sling mud on our heroes like Ashley Babbitt. They can claim Roseanne Boylan had a meth overdose. They can toss us and keep us from our family for years at a time, trump us up with literally hundreds of years of possible imprisonment. But the Spirit of God, through our faith in Christ, will not allow us to bend or to break or to come down into the pig pen and start signing documents saying that I'm guilty of X, Y, Z. I can never sign a plea deal to tyranny, Stu, because the Founding Fathers didn't sign a plea deal with their regime that came and tried to take their liberty. Why should I? It's liberty or death for me. It was liberty or death for them. And if people like myself and other January Sixers do not continue to rise up, all the evil that is part of this new regime and part of this new world order structure will continue to win out the day. If the light does not stand strong and revoke our consent and say, we will not be overcome, we will not bow down to this, then guess what? You're going to see a lot more political prisoners. You're going to see a lot more two-tier kangaroo courts, January 6th select committees, witch hunts against mothers and anti-vaxxers, and more canceling and censoring. You are going to see a cascading effect of the American, the core, the principles, our founding foundation of this great country of ours just collapse from the inside out. The Second Amendment, Stu, was not made for deer hunting. It was made for corrupt politicians and militarized police forces like we saw on January 20th, 30,000 armed to the teeth military police surrounding our Capitol building, helping install a military takeover of a Chinese communist puppet, pedophile, bought and paid for Joe Biden and all the people that are pulling his strings way above him. And I'm here right now because I organized a militia. I came back from January 6th. I was shot in the foot. I was laid up on crutches. I had my head clubbed open, needed stitches, bleeding everywhere. And I went home and I got online and I got a militia together. And I was ready to go back to the Capitol January 20th to make sure our country did not fall to this tyranny. And that's why they're coming after me so hard, because I did what is my Second Amendment right and duty to do, to protect this country from any enemy, foreign or domestic. And if other Americans don't understand that that is what the Second Amendment is for, and it's your duty to defend this great country from anybody, I don't care if it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, some incompetent senile man, he's getting his strings pulled by people that have nothing but hate in their heart, demonic possession.
That's right.
And they are being ruled by Satan themselves. And we need to stand firm in prayer, in defense, in love, and spreading light and truth. And part of that is putting up your Second Amendment and saying, we stand firm here. We're not here to kill, but we're here to defend.
That's right. The United States of America is a Christian nation. We now have the majority in our fake government. One thing that these feckless cowards that call themselves Republicans could do, ban and criminalize Satanism and declare this country for Jesus Christ. You have a documentary that you want to plug, and I want you to do that. And also, there's a lot of people that want to help you. There are also a lot of people who are raising money in the name of Jake Lang and other January 6th defendants, and they are not allocating the funds to Jake Lang or other January 6th defendants, and so you have the J6 Legal Fund. Plug both of those things and tell people how they can get there before you have to go.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much. And we are a Christian country. We stand firm on the foundation of Christ Jesus, and we will not be moved. When the storm comes, our house is built upon a rock. And so that same rock that we're building that upon, we built the J6 Legal Fund upon. We're 100% full of transparency and integrity. Every single cent that's donated to j6legal.org. Please go on there right now. Every single cent makes it to real patriotic attorneys. And we negotiate with them so they're not fleecing us, these money-grubbing attorneys that other legal funds hire for 100, 150 grand. We do not do business with these cowards. We get real attorneys that actually are invested in the freedom of this country, and we pay them reasonable rates, and we're doing great fundraising now, but we need so much more. We've got 35 people in our pipeline, 35 political prisoners in our pipeline that still need attorneys. So please go to j6legal.org. And donate whatever God puts on your heart. We really are appreciative for your generosity, and we love all the support.
Because
it's you guys.
And as for the documentary, Jake?
Yes, the new documentary. This is a hardcore patriot film. If you are a rhino, or if you are some political pardon hack, somebody that doesn't like seeing real Americans fighting tyranny, don't watch this documentary. But if you are a real American, go to j6truth.org. my website that hosts all my documentaries, and go watch Freedom Isn't Free, the first battle of the second American Revolution, January 6th, j6truth.org. Please check it out. You'll love
J6 Legal.org as well as j6truth.org. Freedom is not free. Jake Lang, thank you so much for being here. As you actually very well know, freedom is not free. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, the hundreds of billions of dollars that toad Kevin McCarthy wants to send to that corrupt Zelensky in Ukraine, all without your permission, by the way. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero, checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs. Protect yourself now. Don't be a victim. Get gold and silver. Call GoldCo today. 855-706-GOLD is their phone number. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Write it. Call them immediately after this broadcast. At the conclusion of this broadcast, call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Consult with them. How do I protect myself? Plus, mention Stu Peters. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. When you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So we're continuing to use this show to give a platform to anybody who has a story that they want to share about their health or the health of a loved one being damaged or destroyed completely by the shots that they were pressured or forced into taking. And we'll keep at it until the mountain of evidence is so massive and so overwhelming that it's impossible to ignore or refute it. Rachel Girth received her second mRNA shot in September of 2021. About 2 weeks after that shot, she began to notice the emergence of several problems. She noticed spots in her vision that hindered her ability to see. Her surface body temperature plunged, leaving her cold to the touch at all times. And then soon after that, she lost her ability to walk. Rachel's legs were racked with a painful pins and needles sensation, which quickly progressed to numbness and then spontaneous shaking. So from September of 2021 to June of last year, a 9-month period, Rachel was stuck in a wheelchair. She was unable to work or stand or walk or drive. When Rachel saw a doctor, she was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's an autoimmune disease where your own white blood cells attack the body's nerves. 2 years ago, almost nobody had ever heard of Guillain-Barré. Now it's disturbingly a common diagnosis, all thanks to the deployment of this bioweapon. Rachel Girth joins us now live from her home. Rachel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I've got to ask you straight away, what led you to take this shot? Why did you do this?
So it was my job and also my family. They were a huge encouragement. They were saying that it was going to benefit my health and that the government approved it. And it has actually done the opposite of that. It has not benefited my health. It's actually made it worse.
Prior to all of this, you were a healthy 23-year-old. Tell us about that. Had you ever been diagnosed with any autoimmune issues previous to this?
No, sir. This is actually my first diagnosis of an autoimmune disease. And actually, I was working 3 full-time jobs and going to school full-time.
Wow. What were you in school to do?
I was doing exercise science / exercise physiology, and I actually became an exercise physiologist, but had to quit my job because I could no longer walk.
And you're still in a wheelchair today?
Yes.
Are you able to get out of it? Can you walk at all?
No, sir. I can't walk. I can stand with assistance, but that's about it.
What does your family say about this now? Are they recognizing that it was this bioweapon that did this to you?
Yes. And they are actually like, man, I shouldn't have told you to get the shot. So, yeah.
They feel guilty.
They do.
Wow. I just can't imagine. Were you doing any kind of research on your own leading up to this that had you concerned at all about, you know, taking these injections?
To be honest with you, I was not doing any research. I did kind of have the feeling of, okay, this came out way too fast. Like, they just came out with this COVID, and now they all of a sudden have a vaccine that's supposed to help everybody and make it to where you're not going to get it, or if you do get it, you're not going to die.
You worked at 3 different jobs, active person, going to school, pursuing your career, joining your career field, desired, you know, rest of your life work that you worked hard in school for. It's all been crushed and ruined. You can't walk. What are some of the other forever symptoms that you are facing?
So, I'm hoping that it's not a forever symptom, but right now my brain is the signal to my, from my brain to my spine has actually been derailed. So that's one of the reasons why I can't stand, because I have also been diagnosed with functional neurological disorder. And that's basically where you're supposed to have a straight signal from your brain to your spine to let you know, like, to stand or to move your legs a certain way, that kind of thing. And mine has actually been derailed. So if you want to take it as, it's been on the back roads instead of on the highway.
You told producers of this program that it was the candle factory that you worked at that made you get this shot. Tell us about that. How did they coerce you into doing this?
So they came up to us and they let us know that if we did not show them the proof of our vaccination, then we were going to have to get tested weekly until we did get the vaccination. And I was just like, I don't want something shoved up my nose every week. That's not comfortable. That's not something that I want to go through.
And so it was just easier then to get the shot. Did most of the other employees at this candle factory go along with that?
Yes.
What's the name of that place, by the way, just out of curiosity?
It's Guess and Company. It's Lux Candles.
And where are they located?
At Desart.
Okay. You no longer work there, obviously. Do you work any jobs anymore? Do you have any source of income at this point?
I do not. I have disability, but that's it right now. I've been trying to find a remote job so that way I could do something at home, but I haven't had any success in that.
So virtually every aspect of your life, economical, physical, social, has all been just completely crushed by this injection.
Pretty much.
Which shot did you take?
I took the Moderna.
And then you got a booster?
No, sir. I just got my first shot, and then my second shot of my Moderna is the one that did it to me.
Yeah. What are you telling people now who are considering getting these injections?
I tell them my story, and I say, you know, even though it is a rare thing to get this from it, I do want to tell you my story so that way you are aware of what is happening when people get the shots.
It's not rare. It's absolutely not rare. Open up the vaccine adverse events reporting system. Put that on the screen here real quick. We're looking at an astronomical record smashing number of adverse events or side effects, what we believe are intended consequences that have been released and just ravaged, you know, the entire global population with injuries like this. Guillain-Barré, I remember all the way back very early on, we had people on this program that had this Guillain-Barré. It was attributed to the shot. This is a number of deaths. These are miscarriages. These are injuries. These are all kinds of different, you know, admissions to the hospital, all as a result of these shots. There seems to be no threshold for death or injuries now, so it's not rare. You're not alone. You are amongst millions of others who've been maimed and handicapped and incapacitated and attempted to kill you, essentially, is what they did. You're 23 years old. Your entire future looks shaky and questionable at best. Obviously, the power of prayer is amazing, as seen by the Damar Hamlin theatrics that we're watching, if any of that is real. Lots of smoke and mirrors, but we can tell that you're real and that this is sincere, and that you're not just laying down in the fetal position and taking this and playing victim or possum. You are actually on programs like this one. So that means, that tells me that you're fighting. And as long as you are fighting, we will fight alongside of you for the millions of others who are in your position as well. You know, I want to ask you for your outlook. Have you been to a doctor that admits that this is from the shot, and are they treating it as an injury from the shot, or are they trying to gaslight you into believing that this is psychological and that somehow this is your fault or completely unrelated to the Moderna injection that you took?
So I've been to quite a few doctors, actually, and some of my doctors will say, you know, like, no, this is not from the shot. This is something that, you know, just happened to your body. And I don't believe that, because I was perfectly healthy, had nothing wrong with me, was not sick when I got the shot, did not get sick, you know. And it's just like, how, if I was a healthy human being, how all of a sudden I have an autoimmune disorder? But then I've been to some doctors that say, yes, this is from your COVID vaccination. You know, you're not allowed to get any more vaccinations for the rest of your life because we don't want you to have another bad effect from it. And then it possibly kill you.
Yeah, or likely. Well, fire the doctors that won't admit that this was as a result of this biowarfare. The ones that are, if they're still calling it a vaccine, please kindly ask them to stop calling it a vaccine. And if they refuse to stop calling it a vaccine and won't acknowledge that this is a bioweapon, mRNA, weapon of mass destruction designed to do to people what it has done to you, then fire them too. There are plenty of doctors out there, dissident doctors. You can find them at heroicdoctors.com. There's a lot of doctors over there that actually want to treat people. And we are actually going to be having a meeting with somebody that we have been introduced to by Dr. Judy Mikovits, who we really believe in. And she really believes that she has found somebody who has, I don't know if I want to call it a cure at this point, but she said that it's certainly what can unravel all of this and to help people in your situation. And so I'm going to be talking to them on Wednesday in a private meeting and see what they have to say, and then bring them on the program if there is some sort of remedy for what you're dealing with and people like you are dealing with. What's your outlook now? Are you a woman of faith? Do you know God?
I do know God, and honestly, He is the whole reason that I've kept so strong and positive through this all.
Yeah. Well, get close to Jesus. Take it all to the cross. We will be praying for you, as will millions of those in Stu Crew. And until we see extreme accountability, we will not take our last breath. These people believe that they are immune from any liability. Pfizer, the people who work there, they believe that. They believe that because of the corruption of the United States Congress and this liability shield and all these other lies and all of this other propaganda and all of the other gaslighting, they believe that they're immune from accountability. They are not. They cannot unleash weapons of mass destruction. They cannot openly declare biowarfare against citizens of sovereign countries and get away with it. There is no law that protects them from that, and we will not stop until we see, witness firsthand, extreme accountability. Nuremberg 2, citizen grand juries, military tribunals, sentencing carried out. We will see that in Jesus' name, I promise. Rachel Girth, thank you so much for being here and for fighting. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Ultimate brain performance, being at the peak of your cognitive abilities, is so important in these times of deception and distraction and lies and propaganda and psyops. Performing at your best, being the best homeschooling mom, the best C-level executive, entrepreneur, business owner, being more creative than you've ever been, more focused, more driven, busting through distractions. You can do all of those things with the help of nootropics brain supplements that you will find at nootopia.com/Stu. Fill out the personal questionnaire, get a custom package, try it one time. If it doesn't absolutely change you, then don't do it again. But I'm promising you, right now, Focus Savagery is my favorite. Of course, Collagenius, Genius, another product that we ran them out of. Stu Crew, you ran them out of Collagenius. We all know about collagen and mushroom extracts, how great those are for your brain. Find it all at nootopia.com/Stu. Again, nootopia.com/Stu. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. Welcome back. Michelle Gershman is the heroic nurse who played a major role in our Died Suddenly documentary last fall. Michelle, you'll remember, sounded the alarm about how her California hospital saw a staggering 22 fetal deaths in just a single month. 22 dead babies. That's a 500% increase over the norm. While she was initially an anonymous whistleblower, she took her identity public, right here on this program. She did that in order to lend herself more credibility and garner more attention. It was a major risk that she took, knowing the possible consequences, because she knew that saving lives was more important. Well, every day now, there's more and more evidence that Michelle was telling the complete and total truth. The latest Project Veritas video totally endorses what Michelle was warning about. In that video, Pfizer director Jordan Walker says explicitly that the fake vaccine bioweapon injections are performing exactly as designed, devastating female reproductive systems and having dangerous effects on women's menstrual cycles. But now Michelle's hospital is trying to ensure that the consequences are as severe as possible for speaking out. They started by trying to entrap her. In December, an investigator tried to push Michelle into admitting that she'd violated HIPAA, the federal law protecting medical privacy. However, the information that Michelle provided and went public with contained zero HIPAA information. This was a sham. They were trying to pressure and threaten and trick Michelle into saying something false that would destroy her career. Well, since that failed, they've had to hunt for other ways to punish Michelle. In December, they stripped her $5,000 Christmas bonus, telling her that it was because she'd been placed under corrective action. So when Michelle asked when her corrective action had begun, of course, they didn't have an answer for her. Demonic. Michelle Gershman joins us now. Michelle, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. I am so happy to be back on here. I wanted to provide you with an update. The last time I was on here, I had so many people reach out to me from all over, just thanking me for speaking out for these babies and basically saying that they know that this is the truth and they're so happy that somebody's saying something. And I wanted to give you an update since the last time I was on here, I believe you said if there's any updates, any retaliation from your work, you want to know about it. And so, yes, you're right. They did deny me a $5,000 retention bonus. But in December 2021, they gave all the nurses on the floor or in the hospital, I believe, an email that said that they're going to give us a $10,000 retention bonus if we're still or depending on our employee status as of December 2022. And so they gave us $3,000 in December 2021. And they said if we're still employed and depending on our employee status by December 4th, we will receive the rest of it in 2022. And so, you know, when I was supposed to receive that bonus, it was like December 21st of 2022. I realized that my check came and my bonus was not there. So all the nurses at the nurses station were bragging. They're like, oh, now that we have our bonus, we're going to go shopping. When I checked and saw that mine wasn't there, I was like, well, that's kind of messed up that I didn't get one. So I called HR and I said, hey, I noticed I didn't get my Christmas bonus. or my retention bonus. Just wondering what happened. And she said, well, since we placed you under corrective action, you didn't qualify for your bonus. And I said, that sounds a lot like retaliation. She said, no, it's not retaliation. It's because you spoke out, or you copy and pasted an internal document. And I said, okay. So I asked my friend who's full-time. I'm only part-time now. I switched to part-time in September of this year, or last year, 2022. I asked her full-time, how much was your bonus? I said, did you get your bonus? I didn't ask her the amount, but she just volunteered the amount to me. She said, yes, I did. Do you want to know what that amount was? It was $6,666 for a full-time employee. So I was like, maybe I don't want your blood money. Because I went part-time, mine would have been $5,000, but all the full-time nurses got $6,666. To me, that just yells evil blood money. So, So I just wanted you to hear that.
It's absolutely insanity. They are not right. Even trying to hide it anymore. That's not a coincidence. That's not an accident. That is a signal being sent to the world by the spawns of Satan, doing the bidding of hell itself. They're mocking us. They are laughing at us. And, you know, I said it earlier on the program with Jake Lang, the United States of America is a Christian nation. Satanism should be criminalized and banned, and this country should be declared for Jesus Christ. And you know what? I'm glad, because you know what? You can sleep at night now knowing that you made the right choice. Coming public is not an easy thing to do. And, you know, you have laid your neck out there for the guillotine swing, and you've done it with courage and bravery, and for that you should be commended. You know, Dr. Thorpe has referred to the rules of OB being violated by the deployment of this bioweapon against pregnant mothers. What rules is Dr. Thorpe referring to? How are pregnant mothers usually treated when it comes to the use of experimental therapies?
Pregnant women should not receive experimental therapies. And they tell pregnant women not to eat sushi. Not to eat cheese, you know, that's fermented. They have all these rules that you should not do this while you're pregnant. But then they're trying to inject this toxic substance into their bodies, telling them it's safe and it's safe for their baby and that there's no risk. It's crazy.
So what does that tell you? I mean, in our history, if that's how pregnant expecting mothers were treated, and now all of a sudden it's different with these series of an injection, what does that tell you about these shots?
Well, I think they're trying to depopulate. They're trying to take... I don't have any question in mind about that. It's crazy. I think we've gotten so far away from loving each other and being connected as human beings. And the more they accept what's going on, the further away we're going to get from that. And we need to get back to that. And we need to get back to nature.
You mentioned hearing from other people. You mentioned that, you know, people are reaching out to you and thanking you for speaking out on behalf of these helpless and innocent unborn and newborn babies. How about other nurses that work in NICUs around the country? Have you heard from them?
A few nurses have reached out, yes. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing every time. They say they agree. They're seeing the same thing as me. And they're thankful that I'm speaking out. And I pretty much tell everybody who reaches out to me, thank you, and keep speaking out alongside of me. And we need to build an army. Because if this keeps going the way it's going, we're going to need each other.
Yeah, absolutely. An army for Jesus. You're in California, so naturally people are going to think, of course this is happening. It's California. Of course they're trying to fire her. But are there any states out there where people might be surprised to hear that hospitals are also threatening their staff that you're aware of?
If you said if people in other states are surprised, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Do you know of any other states? I mean, are there other states ostensibly where these hospitals are threatening the careers of people who are speaking out?
Not really. Pretty much have just heard about California, maybe New York.
Yeah.
Because the governor here, he tried to pass a gag order, but Children's Health Defense fought that and it didn't go through. So in California, he was trying to say anybody who speaks out against the agenda will lose their license. But it didn't pass.
You remember the TikTok nurses. Here, put these things on the screen. You remember in the first few months of 2020, April, May, June, these dancing TikTok nurses and first responders were being depicted as heroes. So whatever happened to the first line responders are heroes narrative and approach that Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex rolled out early on? Where do you think that went?
Well, in the beginning, they said we were all heroes because we were all, you know, on the front lines and jumping into these rooms with people who had COVID. But I didn't feel like any more of a hero than, you know, I normally go to work and I do my job, and it didn't change when COVID came out. And then when the vaccine rolled out and the nurses that weren't getting the vaccine, they started saying we went from heroes today to zeros tomorrow, because the unvaccinated nurses are now inconsiderate because they're not looking out for everybody else. But you mentioned dancing nurses on TikTok. I did see a few of those, and those are pretty disgusting because people are out there dying, and you know, they're claiming that they're so busy with all this COVID stuff happening, and then they have time to make dancing videos on TikTok. So it's so backwards.
Yeah, they probably did have the time, though, Michelle. Honestly, now that we look back at it with hindsight, they had all the time that they needed, because their so-called COVID patients had been heavily sedated with deadly cocktails of sedatives. They had been removed from the supervision and direct contact of their caring family, who would have never stood for watching these satanic dances take place. They were all strapped up to ventilators, and they were being murdered with toxic remdesivir protocols at the hands of the NIH at the direction of Tony Fauci. So they probably actually really did have time to go out here and do the demonic dances that they were doing.
Right. I mean, and while they're making those dances and TikTok videos, my mom was one of those victims that was murdered under the hospital protocol. So
there will be accountability. Extreme accountability for all of this.
I hope so.
I won't take my last breath until it happens. And by the way, speaking of heroes that nurses were depicted as, maybe some of the holdouts, maybe some of those that now are speaking out like you, but make no mistake about it, Michelle, you are a hero. And you are truly heaven sent. And we appreciate your bravery and your courage coming forward, breaking your anonymity seal, and making people aware of this. 500% increase in deaths, fetal deaths, in 1 month, a 500% increase. Let that sink in. Michelle Gershman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Of course. Michelle is also doing energy treatments, and we're going to get her back on here within the week to talk about that. She's interested not in charging people, but in helping people. That's what this program has always been about. It's been about saving lives. We're going to look into that, and we're going to have her back. Another way that you can treat yourself naturally, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies to food, seasonal allergies, pollen allergies, Parkinson's symptoms, ADHD. A lot of people on the internet report using CBD for all of these things. Natural, from God's earth. Stop seeing the poison pusher fake doctors getting injections and pills and neurotoxins. If you have a child that struggles with ADHD diagnosis and symptoms, please try CBD, and then get your CBD from Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to curable.com. This is a family-owned business. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide if you use the promo code STEW when you go to curable.com. Again, that's curable.com. 20% off site-wide, promo code STEW at curable.com.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So after hundreds of thousands, millions of innocent victims have been injured or maimed or incapacitated or killed in this government-sponsored open declaration of biowarfare against the people after the latest bombshell revelations of Project Veritas. Nonstop coverage on this program and others like it, people all over America are now waking up to the threat of Pfizer. And it's not just people who listen to this show. It's not just people who read dissident COVID blogs on Substack. Increasingly, it's lawmakers. The Michigan State Legislature just sent a letter to Pfizer demanding the full truth. It reads in part, quote, "We are not going to let this matter fall by the wayside and be forgotten. These abuses are some of the worst crimes against humanity in history. And we're now calling for Pfizer employees to blow the whistle about any illicit behavior that they see happening on the job." Also, earlier today in Michigan, a protest was being held outside of a Pfizer facility in Kalamazoo. The goal of that protest wasn't to get Pfizer to feel shame. Clearly, these lizard things are incapable of that. And the protest wasn't meant to get them to change policies, because besides having no shame, Pfizer also seems to think that they're protected by the corruption of the United States Congress. They are not. But no, the goal of that protest was to try to get more Pfizer employees to step forward as whistleblowers so that we can know the whole truth about what this company does, what its lies and its fake medicine bioweapons have done to the people of this nation. One of the people at today's protest in Michigan was State House Representative Steve Kara. Representative Kara gave a speech at that protest, but generously agreed to come on this program just before giving that speech. Here's part of what he said.
We want to hear answers. We're down here demanding answers to the serious questions that we legislators have, the people from our districts, the people throughout the state of Michigan, our nation, and across the world. Like you said, people are waking up to this, and we need to have the answers to these serious questions. We had heard for a couple years, those of us following, that there's issues with women who are having menstrual cycle problems. So that's one thing. Myocarditis for young men, of course, a lot of people, athletes who are dropping suddenly with heart issues from myocarditis. These are the types of things that are adverse reactions that the vaccine is creating. And we need to hear these answers from the employees, people coming out, talking to us, hopefully. And if they don't, I think that's telling the society a clear story that that they're uncomfortable. They don't want to lose their job, but we do need people to stand up, be brave, and to do the right thing here.
Pfizer has done no press conferences regarding the record smashing number of adverse events or side effects we believe are intended consequences of this injection that seems to have no threshold for injuries or death. The people that are out there among you, what are you hearing from the people in the crowd?
These are the people who, for the last couple years, they've been following this Pfizer vaccine and these vaccines for COVID-19. And what we just heard with the Project Veritas revelations is we're actually hearing what we've been talking about for the last 2 years coming from a high-ranking Pfizer employee and giving credibility to everything that we've been saying for the last 2 years. So the people out here are amped up. We're looking for answers. We want more clarity to what's going on, and we're going to continue to demand these from Pfizer.
Are you open to the idea that this was an intentional act of biowarfare perpetuated by the United States government as it sold itself down the river to a contract with Pfizer?
Well, from all the signs I see from COVID-19 and its origin, you know, from letters that were sent from Anthony Fauci's colleagues, were that this was a man-made virus. And saying that this is not having the components of an ordinary disease of life. And so what we've seen since then is just a continued process where people should have serious concerns. And that's why we're out here demanding answers.
If the answers that you find indicate that this was done intentionally, what are you prepared to do in the way of accountability at the state level, being that our federal government obviously is not a representative government of the people?
Right. Well, and so the Republican Party is in the minority in the House, Senate, and we don't have the governor either. But we will continue to apply the pressure we can. We can write letters. We can come out here, do things like this. We've got a great rally out here today and demand answers. The government needs to step up to the plate. We're having too much centralization of power, too much government intrusion, big corporations in bed with big business. And this is the type of thing that's coming to light. For those who may not have been watching before.
Yeah, I mean, your fight is incredible, and I'm so happy that you're out there. You mentioned something kind of interesting. You said the Republican Party is in the minority there in the state of Michigan and that you don't have the governorship. But the citizens of Michigan are in the majority. They far outnumber you and your colleagues and the governor. What about citizen grand juries? What about the people? What about accountability to the people of Michigan?
Well, all possible measures that we can take to get to the bottom of this should be considered, and we'll have to find the route forward.
We certainly appreciate Representative Kara for his boots on the ground action and for taking the time to join us earlier today before giving a speech there outside of the walls of that Pfizer bioweapons plant. And we appreciate any lawmen and attorneys general who are considering taking action. Extreme accountability is the only way. Indict, try, and fry. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So do you like coffee, espresso, cappuccino, caffeine? Are you drinking caffeine for the right reasons? Well, what I'm about to tell you might sound strange at first, but you'll soon see why Americans are being left in shock. You see, most Americans drink caffeine in the morning for a boost of energy to start their day. And let's be honest, it's not always just one cup. Sometimes multiple cups to get your mind and body going. So you're likely thinking that, oh, Stu's about to tell us to stop drinking caffeine and coffee. I'm never going to do that. However, no, this doesn't mean eliminating caffeine. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Just by adding this one simple trick to your current morning routine, you can help to easily supercharge your digestive system, begin to experience more energy, clearer thinking, better digestion, even weight loss support. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. P.S. Coffee and tea drinkers are having success just by adding this digestive system supercharger to their morning routine. So go there. GutCleanseProtocol.com/stew. We'll be right back.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen VandeWater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at HeroicDoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to HeroicDoctors.com and order it today.
So Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management have been helping viewers of this show to protect their investment portfolios, the Never Tax Retirement Strategy that you can find at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. You can book your appointment at CortezWM.com. The main reason why we continue to have this relationship with Carlos is because we're continuing to be impressed with his faith and helping viewers of this program to invest according to their morals and their values. Just take a look, for example, at our satanic uniparty globalists that are heavily invested in everything that is killing us and killing our kids and poisoning our bodies. An open act of biowarfare declared on Americans. Marjorie Taylor Greene, we know, is heavily invested in Pfizer. She's not the only one. Are you? You don't know. Ask your investment guy, your broker at the big bank or heavily advertised financial investment firm that you're dealing with. They probably don't have an answer for you. Carlos Cortez does, because he's not beholden to Wall Street, who's controlled by the Biden regime, who, by the way, sold out to the CCP. If you needed any more evidence than some big fake balloon floating over our country, making a complete mockery of this country, I don't know what else to tell you. But Carlos Cortez can build a custom investment package around you that does align with your values and your morals and your faith. So book that appointment, CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. You can call him in the office at any time, 813-448-3446. Do it. Give yourself a try. 813-448-3446 for more from Carlos Cortez. More from us tomorrow here, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.